Psalm 67. And I meant to ask you that, but what time about do you wrap up normally? Noon. Okay. Well, we'll briefly see some of the main points here. It might go a few minutes over, but I'll try to respect that. Psalm 67, verses 1 through 3. God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us, that Thy way may be known upon earth, Thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this church and the gospel it preaches, the gospel that founded it. And Father, I pray that it might stay faithful to the truth, Father, for many centuries if the Lord still tarries, Father. We just pray that You would use this word to encourage believers. We pray that You might convict anyone that are lost. If there be such people here, I pray that You would give me to exposit rightly Your word, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. Psalm 67, God be merciful unto us and bless us. We have a prayer here of the psalmist, and we notice how much it is gospel-centered here. First of all, it is gospel-based. His prayer and his plea to God is gospel-based. You have a be merciful unto us, and that is based on a repentant spirit. And a repentant spirit not only is necessary to have salvation, because God calls every man everywhere to repent. It is not a flattering message that we need to recognize that we have sinned against God. Being enemies of God, we need to come to Him, not on the basis of any merit, but upon what Christ has done for us. So out of repentance, wanting to turn away from sin and be sorry, deeply sorry for our sin. This is a prayer that is in that spirit. God, be merciful unto us. And when we have that repentance unto salvation, when we come to the Lord, we don't just, that's it, and then move on. It will stay with us, because anything that we ask of God then will be on the basis of a repentant spirit. We don't come to God on the basis of any merit even after that. We're not undeserving about only salvation. We are undeserving about anything we might ask. And we don't come to Him on a basis of, look, I deserve what I'm asking. I'm deserving. I'm only asking this upon the basis of Your mercy, of Your grace. So it's based on a repentant spirit, but it's also based on a trusting heart, as He calls out, bless us. God, be merciful and bless us. And we know that both together are called in the gospel, repentance and faith. Repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that true repentance obviously turns to God in faith. It's impossible to truly repent and not turn to God, because in true repentance we acknowledge that God is good. We have sinned against Him. He is good. He is worthy to be called on to bless us. We acknowledge that He's good, that He wants, He loves us. And He desires us to come to Him. And so not only do we repent, but we dare ask. God, bless us. He is a God that is worth asking, because we know that, as Hebrews 11:6 says, that faith that is pleasing to God acknowledges not only that He is, but that He is a rewarder of those that come to Him. And so we trust Him. And so, yes, we will call on Him. Bless us. We turn to Him. And we want His blessing, knowing that we are unable to do anything and have anything in our own selves. We are, by very nature of who we are created to be, dependent people. And we acknowledge Him. So we come to Him on the basis of a repentant spirit. Oh, be merciful unto us. And then a trusting heart. Bless us. We come to Him for His blessing that we need in everything that we do and everything that we are. But then it is also gospel purpose, as we notice in verse 2, that Thy way may be known upon earth. Why do we ask God to bless us? Oh God, bless me. I would love to have a cruise ship in the Bahamas. Bless me. That's not the idea of why we come to God for His blessing. It is gospel purposed. It is first of all purposed in content. Thy way may be known upon earth. Thy saving health. And it's often translated just straightly salvation in many other places. So Thy saving health, Thy salvation among all nations. It's purpose and content. It's both the Old Testament and the New. It's Thy way, the Word of God, and also Thy salvation, Thy way, obedience, salvation, trust. It's all of that. Why do we want to be blessed? For all that? For what? To be purposed in extent. We want that to be known by all, not just in our own lives, that thy way may be known, not just in my own life, but upon earth. So it's purposed also in extent. It's the whole earth. And that is the desire, is that God wants us to, yes, have a repentant spirit and turn away from our sin and not approach God on the basis of merit. But he also wants us to come to ask his blessing. God, bless us. We realize you are a God that is loving, that wants to bless. And we come trusting and claiming that, but and not for ourselves and just for us to be able to enjoy it alone, selfishly. We are asking your blessing so that your blessing can not just reach us, but all, the whole earth. That is our prayer. That is our desire. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11:33, and you might say when you read this verse, well, what does this have to do with what we're talking about? 1 Corinthians 11:33, it says, wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. Wait for one another. God has made us 6-7 billion people right now living upon this earth, all in the same par. We are all image bearers of God. None of us are higher than the other. And as we could say, as if we're all in a line ready at a banquet, we shouldn't have the thinking, hey, I have my food, I'm ready to eat. Who cares about whoever's on the other end? No. Oh, no, we do care about them. Did they get their food? I don't want to be first. I'm no more important than they. In that sense, when we get the blessing of having known Christ as Savior and his blessing to be able to live this life out and the blessing to look forward to all the blessings in heaven, we should have the thought, you know what, I don't want to enjoy this alone. He's made everyone else in the same with the same love as with me. I want them to have that blessing too. And I want his way, not just to be in my life. I want it to be go to the end of the line. The last one's the 7th million person over there, in the 7th billion person, I should say. And it's that spirit that we want God's way for the whole earth. And we are ready to sacrifice and not quite yet start enjoying the full blessing. We're waiting to wait on that until everyone can have their part, so to speak, in the illustration I'm using. And that's the prayer here. The gospel purpose prayer here is not just that we get blessed, but we get blessed so that thy way and thy salvation may be known upon the earth among all nations. And it is a little bit in the spirit that Christ had when he says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, Christ making himself poor so that we become rich. It's not given as a motive of just now we can enjoy our riches, but Christ, when he made himself poor so that we'd be made rich, it is in the context in 2 Corinthians 8 to encourage the Corinthians to themselves have that spirit of wanting to to sacrifice what they have now so that others can partake of that blessing. And so when he has blessed us, it is not in the light that now we should just enjoy all the blessings. It is for us to sacrifice whatever blessings we are able to sacrifice now so that his blessing can go out to the ends of the earth and his way and his salvation can go into the ends of the earth. That is the spirit. And so what have we to sacrifice now? It is the enjoyment of this life. We are not going to lose out on the blessings that he has for us forever. We can't give away the gold that's on the streets of gold. But what we do have to sacrifice, the now, is the enjoyment of our life. Now we can put that on the altar and say, God, I want to live for your way so that everyone can hear about this and so that the extent of the world will hear about your way and your salvation so that they, in turn, then can come to you and be merciful unto us and bless us and really know who you are, a holy God, a good, loving God, worthy of worship. That is the purpose that we should have. And there's two motions there, purpose and extent. There's a motion. There's a motion downward. And Ann Johnson understood very well. Let me just read to you something she wrote in her journal as she was getting ready to go on the mission she filled. She said, I am not only willing to spend my days among the heathen in attempting to enlighten and save them, but I find much pleasure in the prospect. Yes, I think I would rather go to India, notwithstanding the almost unsurmountable difficulties in the way, than to stay at home and enjoy the comforts and luxuries of life. She didn't want to be distracted by the comforts and luxuries of life. She wasn't scared off by all the miseries she knew she was going to face, because she understood understood that desire. Be merciful unto me and bless me, but not bless me for my sake alone. I want to be blessed in a way that would permit everyone to hear about who you are, your way, and your salvation. That was a motion downward. We sacrifice what we have. We sacrifice the temporary for the permanent so that everyone can have a part of hearing about their call to repentance and belief. But there's also a motion outward, a going out that God has called us. You know, we need to be going out. That's part of the Great Commission. Going out as far as we can locally and further. There needs to be that purpose and extent of the whole earth. I'll just mention it, just read it off. But gospel enriched in the closeness of enlightening fellowship, that his face to shine upon us, there's that individuality, that God-directed individuality that is in the heartbeat of this psalmist. But there's also a aspect of a universality that he wants all people to recognize who God is, because God is worthy of being worshipped and recognized for who he is by all people. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let me just encourage you this morning. What is your heartbeat? Is it this prayer? O Lord, be merciful unto me. Is there that repentance? Was there that repentance, first of all, in salvation? Have you repentance? And have you repented fundamentally? Repentance unto salvation. And that repentance unto salvation will obviously then be joined with a faith, saving faith, of coming to God and asking him to bless you fundamentally with eternal life and coming to Christ. If you have done that, keep that prayer. Be merciful unto me and bless me. But keep it with the purpose God has, so that all thy way and thy salvation might be known by all, so that we can sacrifice what we have so that we won't be the first to enjoy things, but we will gladly wait on the enjoyment of life, because now is not the time to enjoy life. This life is like a boat that's sinking. And when the boat is sinking, it's not the time to enjoy the breeze and look out at the ocean side. It's time to put on our life jacket. And so when we acknowledge that, we say, okay, Lord, I will put on my life jacket. I'll repent and believe. But once we have, it's not time to start enjoying an orange juice or the breeze. Now it's time to be about getting other people to recognize their need of a life jacket. So let me encourage you, be merciful unto me, Lord, and bless me. Let thy face shine upon me so that thy way and thy salvation go unto the ends of the earth. Let's pray. Father, we just pray that you might work in hearts, Father. Father, that each one personally here would have, first of all, a personal relationship with you through repentance and faith. And that, God, then there would be that heartbeat of living out that spirit in their life. And so that thy way and thy salvation could be experienced by everyone from around here to the ends of the earth, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.